So the council says, okay, here's how we're going to snuff out this work. We're just going to go ahead and tell them, quit preaching in the name of Jesus. But don't you love the response that Peter and John give to these men? As for us, we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard. So what was it that Peter and John had seen and heard? Yeah, they saw the man who was crippled now walking and praising God. But I think what they're talking about goes back a little bit further than that. They had seen Jesus walk on water. They had heard Jesus offer the Sermon on the Mount. They had watched Jesus go toe-to-toe with the Pharisees. They had seen him heal a leper. They had heard him proclaim that he is God in flesh. They had seen all of those things. They saw Jesus go to the cross. And they were there interacting with Jesus when he raised from the dead. And so now they say, okay, you want us to stop talking about Jesus? We can't help speaking about what we have seen and heard. Now, a question for us as we reflect on this, where this matters to us, how it sort of gets into our lives, our hearts, and our minds. Can we not help speaking about what we have seen and heard? And I understand we didn't have the privilege, the blessing to be like Peter and John and actually get to interact with Jesus Christ. We didn't get to be there to hear him preach. We weren't there to see him actually heal the leper. We weren't there to see him die on the cross. We didn't get to talk with him once he raised from the dead. I understand that. However, can we not help speaking about how we have seen students that have gone into their schools preaching the name of Jesus Christ to their students? Can we not help talking about how a group of people get together on a weekly basis to study his word and to praise him for who he is? Can we not help talk about how there are couples that remain faithful to one another through the hard times, through the good times, because they made a covenant before God and their loved ones? Can we not help speaking about how we see every Wednesday night people are given food in the name of Jesus Christ? Can we not help speak about how we see people come to Christ in the waters of baptism on a regular basis? Can we not help speak about the things that we've seen God do through this church family? God is at work. Can you not help talking about what you've seen? Have you seen him? Do you hear him? And if you do, can you not help talk about what you've seen and heard? God is present. God is living and active through you, through this church. Have you seen him? Do you hear him? Can you not help talking about what you've seen and heard? Peter and John saw him. They heard him, and they couldn't help talk about it. As a matter of fact, you start turning the pages in the book of Acts, this ruling council said, stop talking about Jesus Christ. Turn the pages of the book of Acts and watch them preach. Watch them get beaten, and yet they continue to speak about what they'd seen and heard. It was just, it enveloped them, and they preached it. They talked about it. It was their story now, and they proclaimed it boldly and with courage. Have you seen him? Have you heard him? Can you not stop talking about what you've seen and heard?